So we're going to do a post-vacation wrap-up here. Now that we are on our way home, we're approximately half an hour from Cincinnati. We have been, it's 4 o'clock and we've been in the car since, what time, like 10, 9:30? So my butt is killing me. Anyway, so my lovely wife, what was your favorite part of vacation?
I like the World of Coke.
You like the World of Coke? What all did we see at the World of Coke?
Coca-Cola.
It was like a 2-hour tour of a commercial of Coca-Cola.
It wasn't.
Seriously, like the first thing, like the first thing they show you, they're like, this is how we make happiness. And it was like their 30-minute Super Bowl commercial, and it was turned into like a 7-minute, what was it, like a 7-minute documentary or something? Anyway. But we saw how they bottled it, which was cool. We got to take home a bottle. Like, here, it's $15 to get in, so here's a free bottle of Coke. Which, yeah. You know, whatever. But they did this cool... the movie thing was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a 4D thing. Like, you put on 3D glasses, and then, like, the seats moved, and they, like, sprayed water and stuff at you. It was pretty cool, and it was, like, them trying to figure out the secret ingredient of Coke. Like, seriously, the whole thing, I'm realizing now, the whole thing was, like, a big commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And then they took you through, like, all the advertising stuff that they've done, and then you go taste. Oh, the tasting. Some of it was good, and some of it was bad. I broke Just Water 09 to sample all the different kinds, which I figure it's part of the experience, so I have to do it.
Everything except, I mean, the American ones.
Yeah, like some of the American ones.
The European ones were the same.
Yeah, like European ones were like Nestea and
yeah.
And Fresca and Fanta and stuff. What do we have at home?
Beverly.
Beverly. Ugh.
Really?
Geesh.
What kind of a name is Beverly for a beverage?
That tastes like grotiness.
Bitter cough syrup.
It tasted like cough syrup, but it had like.
Left this bitter.
It had like yurt qualities to it where you took a drink and you were like it's like syrup of Epicac or something. Well, I'm just saying, like, you're geesh, and you just want a yurt, so.
I think probably my favorite was the apple, the smart apple from Japan. Yeah, it was really good.
It was called, it was an apple drink. Yeah.
Because it was really sweet, but it was good.
Yeah. They, Dan, our connect, I call him my uncle. He's not my uncle, but he's like my uncle. Anyway, he works for Coke, and he was telling us about... in Japan, he said that they really, that, I guess they're kind of just like fickle people or something.
Yeah,
he said,
flavors don't last long. They like
He said they really like fads, like something will get hot, and then they'll use that for a while, and then after that, they'll want something new. But he said that one's been around for a while. So anyway, that was pretty cool. We walked 4 miles, which one fat person and one person who claims they're fat can do. Anyway, we went to eat at the Varsity. What do you have? I wanted the dude that was yelling at us. Instead, we got the most quietest order taker ever. But anyway, it was really good. Really good chili dogs. And the FO. The frozen orange. It was like
a dreamsicle.
It was like drinking a dreamsicle is where it's at. And then, we went to Stone Mountain, which was cool. If you've never been to Stone Mountain, look up pictures of it on the internet. It is definitely one of God's creations. You know?
Because you sound like
it is. Well, here's the thing. Hold that. Like, I have this thing. Like, I don't know if I can say it. I felt it this morning, and it, like, kind of hurts to talk.
Oh, okay.
But is it a bump or something? I can't.
Yeah, it's a bump.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hurtful, but when talk. So, anyway. Okay. So.
What else do we do?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we saw your brick.
We did. Oh, yeah. This is cool. When the Olympics happened in Atlanta, Dan bought Sarah and I bricks. Like, really? You drunk? You gonna blow out the sound on the podcast?
Sorry.
Anyway, like a brick that you would build a building with. But they have a huge park, Centennial Park, and everybody who donated money to help build the park got their name on a brick, and then they put the brick in the park. And so ours is cool because it's right next to the fountain, which I think makes it cooler
because
it's right next to the fountain. They have this huge fountain at Centennial Park with the Olympic rings, and they shoot water, and basically all the poor children go play at it like it's the pool. But we were running low on time for this one, so maybe we'll record another one this evening when we get home. See you later, suckers!